Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Dan Gable once said, "Once you've wrestled, everything else in life is easy." And after high school, I generally found that to be true. In undergrad, but even in law school, and starting out working as an attorney. Then, in December of 2019, we bought this building. A couple months later, COVID-19 hit the U.S., and several of our initial partners abandoned us. All of our prospective commercial tenants backed out, and our anticipated lender for the project decided not to move forward. So first of all, I want to thank my partners, Derek King, Jason Yachts, Travis Gordon, and Mike Puma, all of whom have other jobs, for sticking with it through long nights and weekends, often foregoing leisure time with family and friends. I want to thank them for a tremendous amount of personal sacrifice and risk tolerance to move forward under such difficult circumstances, as well as all of our wives, children, and parents for putting up with us and helping us through it all. We reconfigured the project to add more apartments at a mix of income levels. The Community Preservation Corporation agreed to provide debt financing. Chase Bank agreed to provide tax credit equity, and National Grid provided grant funding, despite surging interest rates and construction costs, all of whom we're enormously grateful for. I'd like to thank our commercial tenants for having the vision and foresight to lease spaces that still needed an immense amount of work, especially Christiana from Fairy Blonde Mother Salon, who moved into her beautiful space in August, Milad and his team from Saffron Kitchen, who will soon be occupying this incredible showroom space, and Westside Bazaar graduates Pattaya Street Food and Pinoy Boy, who will be moving in early next year. A special thank you to Pinoy Boy for catering this event. I next want to sincerely, and perhaps most importantly, thank our private investors, who have collectively contributed nearly $1.5 million in private capital to the project, in some cases assuming the same risks as the partners. This project could not have happened without them. Many of those folks are here today, including Mark Barbario, Andy Sauer, Scott Cassidy, Mark Herskind, Jack Greco, and Mike Masters. These investors had a lot of options when choosing where to put their money. They could have invested in a sprawling new subdivision in Clarence or Amherst, or bought stock in a multinational corporation or index fund. But instead, each of them understood the importance of investing in our community and our city. They wanted to be a part of reactivating this historic but vacant building in an underinvested part of the city for a mix of uses and income levels, and to add density and walkability to our main street. You might wonder why such an investment was necessary for an affordable housing project, which are usually funded mostly by government subsidies. Excitingly, this project utilized New York State Homes and Community Renewal's new and innovative Small Building Participation Loan Program, which carefully calibrates the state's affordable housing resources to leverage additional private investment for mixed-income housing projects. Additionally, Empire State Development's Better Buffalo Fund Loan Program helped to facilitate the creation of reimagined commercial spaces, promoting new business creation and job growth in close proximity to the intersection of multiple light rail stations and bus stops. To speak more about these important programs and the state's investment in our project, I'm pleased to welcome our first speaker, Governor Kathy Hochul's Regional Director of Western New York, Bonnie Lockwood.
What is this, like church? Everybody standing in the back? Don't be shy. You all wanted to be here today, right? We all wanted to come back inside. I was speaking a little bit earlier to the neighbors of this beautiful location. And that's what we all are here today. We're the city of good neighbors. And we're back to welcome back this wonderful building. I want to thank Rich. This transformation, the Monroe's transformation, brought to life by New York State and the Common Bond Real Estate Preservation Studios and Urban Vantage with the support of the investors. It's truly, truly remarkable. This project is a shining example of our governor's commitment to increasing the supply of high-quality, sustainable housing that also adds value to the community we love so much. I want to thank Rich and all of you for that warm welcome, as we are all here today to welcome everyone back to the Monroe. It's always an honor to represent our governor, Governor Kathy Hochul, the 57th governor of the state of New York. I was just in Albany in the Hall of Governors, 57 portraits, one woman, Western New York's own, who has made housing her priority, a priority that's shared by all of us in this room today, most especially those who have stepped up with private financing, with vision, with determination. We owe them a tremendous amount of gratitude. And we stand here in the city of Buffalo, the city of Buffalo that is a pro-housing community, an initiative started by the governor that now 225 localities are now certified as pro-housing communities under this governor, including the city of Buffalo, which will allow access to millions of dollars of funding, discretionary funding. On this eve of Thanksgiving Eve, we are especially grateful for all of those who collaborated to make today possible. And I especially want to call out my partners in state government, New York Parks Western Director Mark Mistretta. Parks helped facilitate the use of federal and state historic rehab tax credits, which provided an estimated $2 million in equity. New York State Homes and Community Renewal Assistant Commissioner Lenny Skrill, as HCR, provided $850,000, as Rich said, in the Small Building Participation Loan Program. Western New York Empire State Development, represented here today by Karen Otz, our Regional Director, Paul Tronolone, Johanna Walczyk, I see you back there. $750,000 loan through the Better Buffalo Fund. And Senator Ryan joined with Assembly Member, our Majority Leader, Crystal People Stokes. The Senator obtained a $700,000 grant as well for this project. When I say those names, it's not just the titles, we all know each other. We all know the good work we do. I look out and I see Jason Yacht's parents. Tom Yacht's was an intern of mine when I was in City Hall. Yes, Tom Yacht's. He told me today he no longer fears me. He didn't fear me when I was on the ninth floor. What a proud day for parents. What a proud day for this community. And while the funds I identified earlier and the state support is essential, this project was fueled by the vision of Jason and David and Michael, Rich and Travis. Fuel that will once again light up this corner. A corner on Main, known to most of us, if not all of us in this room, as Record Theater, where 45 years ago, a young newlywed walked down from her attic apartment on Lafayette. Yes, I was that newlywed. And my husband, whose name never caught on as Lucky Locks, but he worked on the railroad, and I worked at Buffalo General Hospital. And we came from South Buffalo to live on Lafayette. And I walked down here, and I bought the album Off the Wall, right? And we lived in an attic apartment on Lafayette, and I put it on the turntable and danced around and in a very embarrassing fashion to Off the Wall. And as we stand here today, among these new walls and new homes and new businesses and new hope, on behalf of Governor Kathy Hochul, welcome home.
So as Bonnie mentioned, A lot of people have fond memories of the former Record Theater and often shared their personal stories with us, which were frequently quite colorful. So it was crucially important to us to make sure this project not only provided affordable housing and offices, but included the types of spaces where the community could gather to add vibrancy to our neighborhood and where small businesses could continue to develop and grow. Sean Ryan understood that and helped us secure DASNY funding to help accomplish that challenging goal. Please welcome State Senator Sean Ryan.
Well, good morning, everybody. How about this, huh? Pretty good. So I've been doing work with Jason Yatz for over 20 years. We got together to talk about programs we were doing on the west side. Jason had an office on Lafayette. I was over on Grant Street. And we talked a lot during that time period of how we bring back neighborhoods in Buffalo. And we worked together to come up with what we called the Green Development Zone in conjunction with the Buffalo Neighborhood Stabilization Company, Push Buffalo. And in that, you know, we were able to save big chunks of neighborhoods from demolitions. Those houses are all occupied now today. So it was really me first cutting my teeth on community neighborhood development. But blended in there is this always historic preservation in the background. So this building was built to be a car dealership, went from one car dealership to a Ford dealership, stayed that way from the Depression, you know, up till the 60s. Car dealers moved on out to the suburbs, and Record Theater moved in. And Record Theater had a great run, but it was vacant since 2017. And Jason and Rich and their creative minds and their optimism came in and saw this building. But we're only doing it because there's a building here to do it with. And so sometimes when we talk about historic preservation, you know, people think, oh, you're against change. But really what it is recognizing not just the historic, but the economic value of historic preservation. So this building and the bones of it are solid. So it's been three distinctly different things during the lifetime of the building. So we're able to keep it going. And, you know, we hope for another generation or two, it's this. But recognizing that of what makes Buffalo unique, what makes Buffalo beautiful, we know it ourselves when we walk into a nice rehab building, whether it's a coffee shop or a restaurant, we go, oh, this feels good, because it feels like it's been around for a while. So we've been having a demolition crisis for a long time in the city of Buffalo, but we're coming around. You know, we're figuring it out. And it's happening on this corner. I just left the new home of the Golden Cup on Jefferson, a building that's been vacant at least for 20 years. That is going to be the home of the Golden Cup. They're going to be able to grow their business, expand into that. But just like this project, it was layered in with all sorts of funding help. Our private market, it's not quite there to lift this all alone. So we have various state programs that we're able to apply to a building like this. Affordable housing mixed with commercial. For a long time, if it had affordable housing, there was nothing we could do with the commercial space. But then we developed programs to figure out how we can mix the commercial and the affordable housing together. And, you know, Lenny Squirrel is one of the best applicators in all of New York State. So he can figure out how to put all these puzzle pieces together. And, you know, I was able to come in with $700,000 of additional state funding through the New York State Senate. We're happy to be able to play that role in closing the gap. But on buildings like this, you know, it's not just for Jason, and it's not just for Rich. This will make this corner alive again. I see my friends from the Linwood Oxford Block Club are here today. This is gonna become their walking location. You know, way better than looking at a closed building, right? And then we've worked together with that block club to breathe life into their playground on Lafayette. So this spring, you're going to be seeing this happening. But we have a lot of things going on right now. The state's been bringing fantastic programs into Buffalo, and this is one of them. So it's great to be here. It's great to work closely with our private sector partners to make this happen. But this summer, people are going to be coming into here and thinking this is, must have been a restaurant or a housing forever. And they won't realize that a building was saved. And this summer, people will come and sit outside in a courtyard, and they'll cross from Canisius, and what went from sort of a dead corner without much street traffic is going to have a lot of pedestrians. And I'm really proud of the work that you folks have done here. If it was easy work, it would have been done a long time ago. So thank you for taking on the headache. Thank you for this great product, and thank you for putting something together that's really going to serve the entire community. Congratulations.
Thank you, Sean. Now, I'm particularly excited to welcome someone who has done a tremendous amount for the community over the years, who really needs no introduction, New York State Assembly Majority Leader Crystal People Stokes.
Thank you, and good morning. I am so honored to be here today. As was mentioned, I have had the pleasure of working for the people of this district in the Western New York community for a very long time. And when you put in that kind of work, you always are going to get results. And so we have seen results in not just the 141st Assembly District, but the entire city of Buffalo. And for that, I have to give a lot of gratitude to a lot of people. I believe that protocol has been given, not just by Rick as he serves as the MC today, but certainly by the young lady that's representing our governor. She laid it right out. She introduced everyone who had anything to do with this project. And so I want to join her comments and the comments of Senator Ryan in saying thank you to everyone who played a role here. I have had the honor, I would say, and the pleasure a few weeks ago to be just a little bit north on Main Street as the rail opened their beautiful new living arrangements. I've had the pleasure to be a little south that way on Main Street as the grid opened living arrangements for people in this community. I have been a little to the east at the mattress factory when it was open. And so if there is an opportunity to do housing and housing development in this community, I am grateful to be a part of that. I look at this as an opportunity to join the private sector in returning your tax dollars to your community to be benefit to you and to our people who live in this community. So it's an honor to be here. I did for a short time live on Lafayette, just probably about maybe six doors away from the then Record Theater. And it was a giant house, by the way. It was an upper flat, but it was a giant apartment. And I truly not only enjoyed living there, but I enjoyed to be able to come here, walk here, and pick up albums. People don't even know that terminology anymore, albums. But I want to honor at this point not just the people who have, you know, repurposed what was the Monroe and then the Record Theater, but I want to honor Lenny Silver, who invested an enormous amount of resources into this business. He grew this business not just locally in Buffalo, but nationally as a person who followed the arts and kept up with artists and produced artists. And that's why we stand on Lenny Silver Way, by the way. And so I am excited to be here. I will mention just one album that I can recall buying. It was Stevie Wonder. Not only was it one album, but it was one album cover with two albums in it. It was called The Keys of Life. That music still resonates. You don't find many advertisers that are still not using that music. And so I hope that at some point there is an opportunity for vinyl to be restored. I see there's a slow movement towards it. So who knows? Who knows? There could be selling vinyl here again one day because there is retail space here. So lastly, I want to say this. This complex, its roots run deep. Yes, to the Monroe Motor Car Company. Yes, to the Record Theater. But now its roots run deep to the people of this community. It will run deeply and for many, many years. I also want to commend the governor's office. She does amazing work. And as Bonnie Kane Lockwood did say earlier, she's the first woman. And she's the first Buffalonian to get to Albany and deliver resources back to this community in a way that we so deserve. So congratulations. Thank you very much for what you've done. I honor you, I appreciate you, and I trust that the new generations to follow us will appreciate the work that we put in while it was our turn to lead. To all of you, happy Thanksgiving and have a great day.
Ten years ago, this project might not have been possible under the city's former zoning code, which mandated a minimum number of parking spaces for new development projects. The City of Buffalo's form-based green code eliminates parking minimums and streamlines approvals for adaptive reuse projects. I'm honored to welcome our next speaker, Mayor Chris Scanlon.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. What a fantastic day this is. I'm so honored to be here for this unveiling, this ribbon cutting of the Monroe. I want to offer my congratulations to Rick Rogers and Travis Gordon of Urban Vantage, to Derek King and Michael Puma of Preservation Studios, as well as Jason Yatz. I want to congratulate you, but also I want to thank you for your commitment to this project, a truly remarkable makeover along this important stretch of Main Street and the Metro Rail line. To my partners in government, I thank you for your commitment to this project and your commitment to our neighborhoods, especially Governor Kathy Hochul. This project was financed by almost $3 million from the Community Preservation Corp, an additional $850,000 from the New York Homes and Community Renewal, $750,000 grant from the Empire State Development Corp through the Better Buffalo Fund, and it also received $2 million in state and federal tax credits. So this is a prime example of collaboration at different levels of government, making things happen for our neighborhoods and the surrounding community. The fantastic part about these projects is, you know, it's great to have the Saffron Kitchen and the Fair Blonde Mother Salon and the other restaurants that'll be taking place here, but it's so important that we're preserving the history of our city and our community. For decades, we damaged that and destroyed and demoed so much of our history and the character that built Buffalo up and made it what it was. But through these projects, we're able to retain the history of this location. The structure dates back more than 100 years when it was the Monroe Motor Company, Motor Car Company, hence the name the Monroe. It later became the well-known Record Theater under Lenny Silver for more than four decades. But today we embark on a new and exciting chapter for this property and this location. This project exemplifies how adaptive reuse can create exceptional spaces to live while fostering exciting new retail opportunities. And it's a prime example of things we're trying to do in my administration along the entire Main Street corridor from downtown straight through to the University of Buffalo South Campus. With the Monroe reaching its near completion and offering Buffalo residents state-of-the-art affordable housing, I want to thank everyone who was involved in their commitment in uplifting communities throughout the city of Buffalo and every corner of the city of Buffalo. 17 affordable housing units are a way to help families and individuals access state-of-the-art affordable housing. Couple that with new retail opportunities that can be visited by Kenesha students, but more importantly, the longtime residents of this neighborhood is truly exciting. So again, I want to congratulate all the partners on this project, on the private sector, and the public sector, and I look forward to collaborating with all of you in the future to make more of these projects come to life and benefit the different neighborhoods across the entire city of Buffalo. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Mayor Scanlon. This project would not have been possible without the City of Buffalo and Erie County opting in to certain real property tax abatements to encourage investment in our city's local landmarks. Please welcome our next speaker, Common Council Majority Leader Leah Halton-Pope.
Good morning. It's a great day in Yellowknife District. It's a pleasure to join you all today to celebrate the ribbon cutting of the Monroe. As Majority Leader Peoples-Stokes has already commented, protocol has already been set, but being an elected, we still got to say everybody's name because that's what we all do. But I want to thank this incredible development team for their vision and commitment to this project. Rich and Travis, Derek, Michael, and Jason, you all have exemplified what it means to blend Buffalo's historic preservation and forward-thinking urban development. Your dedication is helping to shape Buffalo into a city that honors its past while embracing its future. I also want to thank Governor Hochul and my other partners in government for all that you've done to make this day possible. I'm a newbie, but I'm grateful that I get to stand on your shoulders because I would not be here if it wasn't for any of you and for the work that you've been doing. The Monroe represents more than a mixed-use development. It stands as a symbol of what can be achieved when collaboration and creativity come together. When public and private partnerships work together along with community to transform a space, you have not only revitalized a building, but you've also contributed to the vibrancy of this entire neighborhood and community. Projects like these enhance our economy, provide opportunities for residents and businesses, and strengthen the fabric of our community. So thank you so much. Buffalo's resurgence has been built on a foundation of partnerships just like these, where developers and preservationists and real estate professionals and community all come together with a shared purpose. The Monroe is a shining example of what is possible when we recognize the value of our historic structures and invest in them to meet the needs of today's residents and businesses. So on behalf of the Ellicott District, of course, the City of Buffalo and Common Council, I want to thank you for your vision, your hard work. Congratulations on nearing completion of this remarkable project. I look forward to seeing the Monroe come to life as vibrant, active part of our community. Thank you so much.